He's been both the victim and the beneficiary of a party coup, but now Kevin Rudd wants to change the Labour Party's rules to prevent any future Prime Minister being rolled. The Prime Minister's proposing radical changes to ALP rules. He'll ask his parliamentary colleagues to approve a plan to give all Labour members a say in who leads the parliamentary party. Mr. Rudd says it would give Labour leaders long-term stability and address questions that arose when he was dumped in 2010. From Canberra, Naomi Woodley reports.
Since returning as Prime Minister, Kevin Rudd has flagged his intention to address public concern about factionalism and corruption within the Australian Labor Party. Last week's federal intervention in the troubled New South Wales branch has been followed by this late afternoon announcement.
Today, more than ever, Australians demand to know that the Prime Minister they elect is the Prime Minister they get. The Australian public requires that certainty. These changes will give them that certainty.
Flanked by the Deputy Prime Minister and Senate leadership team, Mr. Rudd announced that he'd be convening a special caucus meeting in 2 weeks' time to ask his parliamentary colleagues to give up their absolute control over who leads the party. Instead, ALP members would get a 50% say in who should be leader, and caucus votes would make up the remaining 50%.
I believe it will encourage people to re-engage in the political process and to bring back those supporters who have become disillusioned. It will ensure all those who for so long have given their time and energy to the fight for what we believe in, that those people will now have a direct voice in the election of the national leader of our party.
Under the Westminster system, the Prime Minister is not directly elected, but Kevin Rudd is clearly tapping into community concern that followed his first term dumping in 2010.
So this rule change is clear. If a leader of the Australian Labor Party takes the party to the election and they are returned to form the government of the nation, that person remains as leader of the party in the government for the duration of that term.
The Deputy Prime Minister, Anthony Albanese, also sees a benefit for the wider Labor brand.
And today we launch a massive recruitment campaign. We want people to be a part of Labor. If you support Labor, if you want to be engaged with Labor, we are saying to you that we want your participation as a member, and in return for that, you will get a say in who is the leader of the Federal Parliamentary Labor Party.
If the rule change is adopted by caucus, it would mean that a future Labor Prime Minister could only be deposed if 75% of caucus wanted a special ballot. Currently, only 30% is required. Candidates would need the support of 20% of caucus to run, and the ballot would take up to 30 days instead of the lightning-fast changes seen in recent years.
If you go to an election, the Labor Party has a duly elected leader, and you look down the barrel of the camera to the Australian people and say, vote for the party and vote for the government that I lead, that is the person that is returned to them as Prime Minister for the duration of that term. And as I said, the mechanisms outlined in the proposed rule change prevent anyone from just wandering in one day or one night and saying, OK, sunshine, it's over. It's a double safety valve.
If Labor loses an election, the rule change would mean a ballot must be held again, with all party members getting a say. The proposed changes would also see caucus rather than the Prime Minister deciding on the ministry.
Too often, political leaders are going to become timid and intimidated by the usual avalanche of opinion polls when difficult decisions are taken, and the whole quality of government and governance starts to decline as political leaders have to look constantly over their shoulders when hard things are being decided upon. This actually provides some certainty for that process for the good governance of Australia. I think where the balance comes in, Michelle, is this. It's really important also for the parliamentary party to be able to exercise their voice in selecting the other members of the executive to ensure that they have adequate representation in the decision-making processes of the government as well.
The federal ministry signed off on the changes today, and Mr. Rudd is leaving caucus with little choice but to do the same. He won't say, however, if he would recontest the party's leadership under the new rules if Labor loses the election later this year.
Naomi Woodley.